decided to write this article, I looked deep into my soul and looked at the things that I wanted in life. I hope to shed some light on each and every one of you to make you realize your dreams and your goals. Everyone is stamped when we're born. We have no say in that. You have the choice of your destiny. Is there something better out there? This is the question that plagued me in my younger years of life. Please follow along, as I feel so many of you will share the same story that I did. Remember, it's never too late to become everything that you want to be, whether you're 18 or 80. When I was young, I grew up in a very nice middle-class household. I was brought up, as many of you were, to work hard and make a living, but there was always something missing for me. I wanted more. I wanted better. I wanted bigger. It's amazing the influence that people can have in your life. When I was 19, working very hard, one of the things that I wanted most in life was a brand new Cadillac. Well, the opportunity arose, and there was a chance for me to purchase this beautiful triple black sedan DeVille. It was one of the proudest moments of my life. Imagine, I was 19 years old with a beautiful Cadillac in my driveway. Now, this decision did not come lightly. I actually went to the dealership, sat in the car, and drove one. My mind was made up that this is the car of my dreams, and I will own one. So many people will drive by the dealership and look in the window and say, I'll never be able to afford that car. Well, my friends, you're absolutely right. You won't. That's because you just put that out into the universe and made it happen. If you don't go there before you get there, then you'll never get there. These are life experiences that you have to put into your mind and believe with such conviction that it will happen because you make it happen. So back to my story. I was so proud of my new purchase, I couldn't wait to show my parents my new car. I spent the day washing and waxing and polishing it in anticipation of how happy they'd be for me. Well, my hard work was paying off. When I pulled up to my parents' driveway and beeped the horn, I was full of sheer excitement and anticipation. They opened the front door and they came into the driveway and they saw my face with an ear-to-ear grin, unable to contain myself, and I said, "So what do you think?" Well, it wasn't quite the response that I expected. "What do you think?" they exclaimed. "What are you trying to do? Keep up with the Joneses?" Well, needless to say, I was crushed. I had to work so hard to get something to achieve my goal and had it for myself. I was devastated. I couldn't sleep that night, and the next morning I got up, I took the day off, and I drove my new Cadillac to a Ford dealership. Yes, the Ford dealership. I actually traded my new car in after owning it for one day and bought a Ford. Well, needless to say, my parents were now happy because I fit into the class of them now, and nobody would talk about them or about me. I tell you this because I went there and I saw a better life in front of me. I got there because of my conviction to be someone better, and I was crushed because someone said I shouldn't be better than where I came from. I learned a very expensive and valuable lesson that day. Don't let anybody steal your dreams. Drive that Ferrari. Look at that mansion. Test drive that yacht. You deserve to live a better life than the life that you want. They're there for the asking. If you believe, you're going to receive.